Good morning. It's 6:19 on the ticket. It's Monday morning with the Musers back from Thanksgiving break. Cowboys are a winning team, and winning teams make a lot of the little plays. We'll talk about that coming up at 6:55, how that Chiefs game unfolded and the plays the Cowboys made to win it and save it. That's coming up later this hour. But right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. All right, let's get into the platinum level observations. How did y'all like the Beyonce opening with the Cowboys cheerleaders, the KC cheerleaders, and even Taylor Swift making a brief appearance in the montage?
I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Huh. Didn't really move my needle.
Sort of mid,
I mean, it was fine. Yeah. All right.
Okay. I thought it was the greatest thing ever, so.
No, you didn't.
Kind of hurts me that you guys don't think it was better than you did.
That was good.
I liked it. Yeah. It was fine.
That's more frustrating to me than if you just said, I hated it, it was horrible. And
no, I mean, it wasn't horrible. It was good. I think they're going to win a sports Emmy for it, but it was good.
Gosh, I thought it was great. It showed the cheerleaders, show regular fans dancing as well. I thought that was body positivity.
I thought,
I thought that was wonderful. And then it's Beyonce, and she's doing her, that was the Texas Hold'em song, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, Jim Nantz has to play off of it when they go to him afterwards. The table is set, and it is a hoedown. He had to repeat the lyrics a little bit.
That's what he does.
That's right, Jim. Oh, yeah, Jim.
His voice gets more hoarse by the way.
I don't know what's happening to his voice.
Is he eating razor blades? What is going on?
You would think that it would be that way when he was shouting at the line of scrimmage when he was in that part of his career. But when he can talk softly into a microphone, you would think that he wouldn't.
Did he do permanent damage calling all those audibles?
I would love to ask him that. Find out if that's what happened to his voice. Because when we used to talk to him, he didn't sound like that. Even in his playing days, when we talked to him, he didn't sound like that. But now it's a lot more like this and gravelly.
Maybe he's a heavy smoker.
Gosh, I wonder if players today, if any modern player is a heavy smoker.
I can't imagine, but I guess one could be.
Would that be weird to see like Patrick Mahomes doing his post-game press conference and he has an ashtray up there on that podium, tapping ash off the end of a cigarette and taking a puff in between answers?
Like that other famous Chiefs quarterback, Lynn Dawson, the Hall of Famer. Yeah.
He smoked at halftime in the Super Bowl, didn't he?
That very famous photo. He's in the halftime locker room. He's got a cigarette going in his uniform.
So great.
Legend.
Oh, let's thank Marlboro Live, all my sponsors.
Hold on. Patrick Mahomes is talking, so let's listen to him.
Yeah, I just want to interview you, Patrick, if I could.
Yeah.
Just find out, you know, you play at such a high level. Such a high level.
I appreciate it. Well, I owe it all to my teammates and my cigarettes.
Wow, he gave cigarettes second billing to his teammates.
Tony Romo and Patrick Mahomes there speaking to each other about smoking, how much they both love it. So first game in NFL history in which both teams coming off a win in which they led by 0 seconds. That was wild.
Yeah. First time that's ever happened.
It was cray, yo. I almost couldn't handle it.
Well, it was Thursday.
Yeah, and Thursdays.
Cray, stay, slay.
And so the John Madden patch on the front of the jerseys, that was just for Thanksgiving?
Yep. They've done that for a few years now.
Okay. Is it ever since he died or?
A couple of years
was before
the very
he
next
died.
Maybe it was the very next year. Let's see. When did he die?
I thought he died just like last year.
No. Maybe 4 years ago he died?
Yeah, it's been a while.
He's been in the ground 4 years?
2021.
Yeah.
December 28th, 2021.
Oh, man, I was way off on that. So how long will they keep that up?
Forever.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I don't see why they would stop it.
After 10 years, they're still going to do that for a guy that only won one Super Bowl?
It changed the league.
And he was
that innovative of a coach.
He was part of changing the league.
How did he change the football?
Well, he's a part of the 70s as a coach who was not only just, you minimize it, only won one Super Bowl. They won a
well,
gala
I'm being obnoxious sports
one
fan
of the,
on that.
One of the most winningest I think they're the second most winning team of the 70s.
And I think he's got the highest winning percentage ever for a coach.
He does. And then between broadcasting, the gaming world, just his huge personality.
Boy, that lending his name to the game was the what a huge, great,
massive,
massive investment that was.
I'm sure he was kind of shaking his head going, yeah, I guess.
Well, what is a video game? I guess.
Nintendo? Okay.
Plus, when you think of Thanksgiving, you do think of Madden. You think of all the games that he did, the turducken. He loved Thanksgiving more than any. You know, they'd show his bus, and he'd have the turkey and all that with Willie, his driver. And
what is turducken?
There's a turkey, and then there's a chicken, and then there's a duck.
And it still seems so weird to me that a guy would never fly on an airplane.
I love that.
That's why he had the Madden Cruiser.
Yeah. Guess what? He was never in a plane crash.
Did he? I thought that was what he ultimately died of. I thought that was the touch of irony there at the end.
No.
Did he own his own Madden Cruiser, or do you think he leased that?
No way.
Nah.
He owned it. I was aboard that. I went aboard the Madden Cruiser.
You did?
Yeah, I've got pictures aboard the Madden Cruiser of me talking to Willie, his driver.
How did you get on there?
Chris Arnold knew Willie, our old colleague here at the Ticket, and we were at the...
I've been knowing him a long time.
We were at the Cowboys Washington game. This is like 1991.
That was Jacksonville.
91, 92. And he goes, hey, you want to go aboard the Madden Cruiser? I know Willie. So we went over there, gave us a whole tour, did an interview with me.
God, that's great.
That is.
What a part of history. And I remember what it was now. Madden died when a plane crashed into the Madden Cruiser. That's what it was. It was
Wouldn't
a private
that be
plane.
Terrible?
No.
Okay, I have a question on jersey reuse. Like, with these jerseys that they all wore, do they take the patch off, or do they just never reuse jerseys ever between games in the NFL anymore?
Oh, they do.
That's what I was thinking. You're not going to... But I would figure, like, stars, like Patrick Mahomes, does he ever reuse a jersey? Or is the collectible market such now that a star player like that has a new jersey that after every game he takes it off and they do all the... provenance right there on it and ship it away to go into the
really
sports memorabilia
question.
Market.
I'm not sure on that, how that works.
My guess would be that each player goes through maybe three or four jerseys a year. And then, because, you know, they get torn up and torn. They probably don't. In the old days, they would sew them up. And each player had one that they might wear for years.
That's crazy.
And they keep sewing. But I bet after... I bet each player goes through a few jerseys a year, and when they, after five games, they retire that one jersey, that's when it goes to the collectibles or that player's private collection.
But this is pure guesswork on your...
Pure guesswork.
Yeah. You're going just from the heart, just your instinct.
Just going from the heart and a little bit of information.
Which is basically what we all do.
Right.
But you would, like, you can't tell me that Tom Brady, the last 4 years of his career, that he ever reused a jersey.
Oh, I bet he did.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
What about the last year?
You know what? You also need to factor in superstition. I bet a lot of these players, if they're winning, they want to keep wearing
the jersey.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tom Brady in his last year, there's no way he ever re-wore a jersey.
I bet he did.
Really?
Yeah.
No, there's no... Each one of those is worth so much money, and they can lie to Tom Brady if he's superstitious. Yeah, Tom, it's the same one. Go ahead and put it on.
Based on my gut feeling and a little bit of information,
all right,
I would say that he did wear the same jersey.
I was a little
not the whole season, but
I was confused. So he had the national anthem, which was an instrumental, and then we had the Cowboy cheerleader Madeline Salter was signing. And that confused me.
Yeah.
Why do you get so hung up on that?
Well, the first time when I'm looking at it, I'm going, well, this is kind of unfair. If they have someone out there signing the national anthem, they should be showing them the whole time, too, because you're doing this for the hearing impaired.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yet, they only showed her, you know, 20% of the time.
Right.
And she's a performer just as much as he is, so that was throwing me off. And then I got to thinking, well, this is also weird, because this is an instrumental. And why are you having someone sign if it's an instrumental?
Well, that way they know where they are in the song.
but you don't do that if it's an instrumental.
Why not?
Okay, you mean when they play, I don't know, the Hallelujah chorus and there's no singing. We just play an instrumental version of it. No one's out there signing the Hallelujah.
It could be. Just let them know where they are in the song.
You're going to say what you're going to say no matter what I say.
If they tune in and if they did show the camera, they don't. But if they did show them the whole time, they would be able to know
where they
are.
She should have been on there the whole time.
Yes.
And I think I have the reason why they had the instability of someone signing a lyricless performance. It's because they did the last minute switch out of the person who was doing the national anthem. It was supposed to be sung by the woman who was on The Voice. I forget what her name is. She, Malin Jarman.
What happened?
Harmon, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. She was scheduled to perform, and then there was a last minute change, and they didn't say why.
Hmm.
But she was known for having, she was a singer on The Voice, but she had partial hearing loss in one ear and total hearing loss in the other.
Wow.
A singer.
Wow.
That only had half of one ear.
Huh.
But anyway, she couldn't do it, and so stepping in was this trumpeter from the Salvation Army's New York staff band, which is the tie-in with Thanksgiving.
You're right about not showing the sign language people. Remember in the very beginning when they started doing that, they would have them in a small box the whole time.
Right.
Yeah.
And they've long since gotten away from that, and it doesn't make sense. So they're really only doing it for people with binoculars in the stands.
Yes. Right.
It makes no sense.
It doesn't. Show her. You've got a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader who is signing. That's a cool thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Show her. All right.
Show her, at least they'll know where they are in the song.
Yes, but think about when they do closed caption for the hearing impaired, right?
Yes.
On TVs and movies and everything, what do? They just put up parentheses music. They don't.
That's true. They don't do the lyrics of the song.
Usually. Or sometimes they do, actually.
Or some such.
Some such. I was very nervous on Aubrey's first field goal in the second quarter because Tony, we just skip ahead to the kickoff. Oh, he's so automatic, Tony. Yeah, he's gonna get this no matter what. I mean, it's impossible. Jesus couldn't ever affect him to make it. But now I'm RFK all of a sudden. But yeah, they were just setting him up for failure. Unfortunately, Aubrey makes it. But one of these times, we're gonna overpraise him to the point where he's gonna get the yips, and that's gonna be the end of his career. Because everyone's taunting fate with that guy.
And no one is waiting for that moment more than you.
What do you mean? I support that guy.
He kicked it out of bounds. Uh-oh. Is that a problem?
Yeah, you're rooting for him.
You bring up everything that possibly goes wrong with him.
You are rooting for it.
I root for him to succeed every single time. I want to see him kick an 80-yarder.
A little wide right on that 58-yarder.
You would much rather see him fail so that you can go, I've been saying it.
I have had that experience. I forget who it was with, Chris Bonial or one of those people who started missing him, and I'd say, he's kind of missing him a lot, and I would be talked down to by every sports person around me.
Gordon.
You know, do you know his percentage?
Do you remember the Chris Bonial
controversy? I'd be like,
but he
missed five of the last six. But Gordon, you can't go on what he's done lately.
Okay, but we can go on you this entire season.
It really matters.
Even if he's a little off-center, you know, that one really wasn't down the middle. Something wrong.
I never said that. And, okay, Post Malone, I told you I'd tell you whether it was really good or not. It was really good. It was fantastic. And he was singing live, which was so refreshing because he missed a couple notes. Hit 99% of them.
Right.
But just those couple notes where he missed them, I was like, oh, my God, this is great. This is not auto-tune, and this is a guy that's singing live.
Yep.
And I thought his energy was great, and I thought his little message at the end when he shouts out to Marshawn Nealand and just talks about how much he loves Dallas and the Cowboys, and I just thought it was great. He made me a little tense during his performance when he was clearly such a Cowboys homer. I'm like, okay, but Kansas City, you're watching the game and they're participating in the game too. It's a little uncomfortable.
But it's a Cowboys production.
I know. And the second song or so, almost sound like a couple F-bombs flying out there.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what those lyrics are, but it does sound like F-words. I need to find the spot in the song to run it by you, because Obviously,
I would have think they would have beeped it out on CBS.
Yes, I would have too. I mean, obviously it wasn't F-bombs, but I don't know what the actual lyrics were that sounded that way.
Yeah, I thought it was the best halftime performance in a long time.
Yeah, it was great.
And maybe it's because that's one of ours. He's a local guy.
An open letter to Shoddy.
Oh, that's Creed?
You have too many riding implements tucked into your hat.
They all mean something.
They don't. He's got five one different color for this, highlighters color for and just, okay, you're not launching a space shuttle.
It's because he's drawing a rainbow.
That's right.
I don't know. He just doesn't need that many. Get a multi-pen. You don't need all individual pens.